This is Dr. Olivero dictating for August the 15th, 2022. The name of the patient is Jose Dorsin. The first name, J-O-S-E. Last name, Dorsin. Delta, Oscar, Roger, Charlie, India, November. Dorsin, D-O-R-C-I-N. This is the clinical case of a 57-year-old Haitian patient that has been our dialysis patient for over 2 years. This patient has a history of significant hypertension. As a matter of fact, the patient developed a thoracic aneurysm that was replaced endovascularly, period. He has a history of arterial hypertension that has been under control, secondary hyperparathyroidism that has been under control, hyperphosphatemia that has been under fair control, period. The patient has been asymptomatic. He has been referred to the Cleveland Clinic for transplantation. The patient needs a clearance from the vascular surgeon that repaired the thoracic aneurysm, and the patient is in the process of getting that clearance. Period. He is otherwise unremarkable. In the Rubio system, the patient is without general malaise, fever, or shaking chills. In the cardiovascular, no chest pains, palpitations, or keeping beat. In the respiratory, no shortness of breath, cough, or sputum production. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. GE unremarkable, musculoskeletal unremarkable. To a physical examination, we have a patient that has a blood pressure of 140 over 80. Respiratory rate is 16, the temperature is 98.2, and the pulse is 78. The head is nomocephalic without deformities or trauma. The eyes pale, conjunctiva normal, the sclera, the mouth well papillary, tongue, no evidence of pharyngeal infection. There is a moist oral mucosa, period. The neck is open, no jugular vein distension. The lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. The heart is regular and rhythm. No more monogallops. Abdomen subdepressible without rebound or guardian. Genitalia with normal limits, extremities, faint pulses, no evidence of edema. Neurological examination, no lateralization, signs of pathological reflexes. In the assessment, the patient has number one, end-stage renal disease, no, on hemodialysis 3 times a week. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Number three, a patient has a thoracic aneurysm that was endovascular repair. And number four, the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism under therapy. Number five, arterial hypertension under control. Number six, hyperphosphatemia under fair control. We are going to continue with the present management. We are going to reevaluate the case on monthly basis, period.